From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. The Cook County School Board will hold an open meeting on May 4th to hear how the public feels about proposed reductions to ISD 166 administration. In an attempt to address other budget cuts before they turn to staff and curriculum, the board has left two options on the table after paring down from seven possibilities. Though each option has a number of elements, the basics can be simply stated. One proposal would reduce the superintendent position to half-time while keeping the K-12 principal full-time. A second option would create a superintendent position with principal duties and add an assistant principal. ISD 166 Superintendent Beth Schwartz.
It's also important to realize that the scenarios we're looking at are not going into effect in the fall of 2011. We're trying to do this very carefully, very thoughtfully, and so we're looking at this a year out.
Prior to the May 4th public meeting, the board will meet with members of its five staff community teams for their input. The teams focus on finances, communication and collaboration, long-term planning, supplemental curricula, and academics. The May 4th meeting is scheduled for the school's Jane Mayanowski Conference Center, 5 to 7 p.m. The complete interview with Superintendent Beth Schwartz can be found at WTIP.org. State wildlife officials are reminding homeowners that Wisconsin's bears are waking up, and they're hungry. It goes without saying that Minnesota bears are also coming out of a hibernation and are equally hungry. That means bears will be looking at bird feeders, grills, and garbage cans in search of food. The DNR suggests people should take down their bird feeders even during the day. Also, rinse food cans to reduce odors before putting them in the garbage or recycling bin. Garbage cans should be kept in closed buildings if possible. And as spring approaches, out come the grills. To discourage bears from cleaning up the leftovers, keep the grill clean and be sure to keep pet food inside. If you spot a bear near your home, wave your arms and make noise to scare it away. If you come across a bear in the woods, back away slowly. Female bears will be out with their cubs, so exercise caution. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar Monday announced that the Department of Interior has taken the first step in the process to delist the Great Lakes gray wolf. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has published a draft rule to delist the gray wolf from the Endangered Species Act list in Minnesota and the Western Great Lakes states. Publication of the draft rule is the first step in developing a final ruling before the end of 2011, a timeline Klobuchar asked Secretary of Interior Ken Salazar for in a letter last December. Klobuchar said, quoting, "Recently we have seen an increase in the number of wolves in Minnesota. The focus here is to restore balance to the natural habitat, and I'm glad this important first step has been taken," unquote. Earlier this week, Klobuchar spoke with U.S. Agriculture Department Secretary Tom Vilsack about finding critical funding for Minnesota's wolf management program, which is managed by the Agriculture Department. According to Klobuchar, recent estimates indicate Minnesota's wolf population is nearly 3,000 strong, nearly double the threshold required under the Endangered Species Act to ensure long-term survival. Klobuchar is a member of the Senate Agriculture Committee. Cook County Commissioners met Tuesday and took up a number of issues, but the most time was again spent on Superior National Golf Course. The board has hired a consultant, and Commissioner Bruce Martinson spoke with me about who the consultant will be and how that arrangement will work with a manager that has already been hired.
The committee thought that two came right to the top, both excellent companies. One was Sirius, and the other was Golf Convergence. The board decided to go with the committee's recommendation and go with Sirius. And the study is to be completed by June 30th.
Well, what are they actually going to do?
They'll be looking at all aspects of the operations, the staffing, how they do their marketing. They'll be looking at the actual course itself, the irrigation system, the grounds, see if there's room for maintenance, look at the equipment needs, capital replacement needs, everything.
First of all, the county board elected to hire a consultant to give them direction. I think some of the members of the county board, correct me if I'm wrong, are not particularly pleased with the idea that the EDA went ahead and hired a golf course manager. Now, the EDA's answer to that is we needed somebody in a management position in place in order to implement whatever the consultant comes up with. And mm-hmm. the board members that I've talked to are saying, but that's putting the cart before the horse.
You summed it up quite well, Jay. It was divisive on the EDA board, where it was passed 4-3 to hire Bob Fenwick. But the county board had a discussion earlier in the day last Tuesday, and they felt that the EDA definitely wait until the consultant gets done with their analysis before making decisions in any area.
But the EDA did offer the position to Fenwick.
Yes, and Bob Fenwick has actually started. He started April the 16th.
So are you comfortable with the fact that you can have somebody there in a management position that would be able to implement the sure. recommendations?
But there are advantages, hit on it. There's someone in place to provide needed information to the golf course consultant, Sirius, and also be in place to start implementing, those recommendations as they come forth.
You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.